Do it unapologetically because I got my birthday phone call over the weekend from Captain Beefheart, and I never know what to say to him because he comes on the phone and he's always incredibly jolly. He sounds unwell, but he's incredibly jolly, and I'm so awestruck because to me it is like, you know, as though God phoned you up and said, "How's it going down there? Everything all right? Studio working properly? That sort of thing." But God never does that, but Captain Beefheart does. And I was telling him about Sean Marshall and her version of "Coming in My Kitchen." And he sang "Come On In My Kitchen" to me over the phone. And I was very moved by that. And what else did he say? Well, he just chatted about this and that. Really nothing terrifically relevant. And I suppose it would be inappropriate to pass on. What did he say? I can't remember what he said. I never can. As I say, I'm always so nervous about the fact that it's him on the phone and that everything that I'm saying is complete nonsense that I don't really enjoy the phone conversations, to be absolutely honest with you. Anyway, what was I going to say? We ought to check and see if Lamo is still doing the online chat upstairs, because if he isn't, it means that London has been devastated, because that's what he's doing at this very moment. Anyway, this is Robert Johnson and the original "Come On In My Kitchen."
I went to the
This is another 12-inch on MFS Records from Berlin. It's by Electro Mike. Mike spelled M-A-J-K. Czechoslovakian, because the track itself is called Orgasmic Czech. Spelled as it was, you know, Czechoslovakia. Or the Czech Republic, as of course it now is. Or part of it is. Oh, isn't life complicated at times? In a few weeks' time, Loudon Wainwright will be playing again at Peel Acres. In the meantime, this is another track from the forthcoming LP on Evangeline Records, Last Man on Earth. I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to cry today, I won't shed a tear. Even if some milk is spilt, I won't dilute my beer. I won't use a tissue, my pillow will stay dry. And I won't need a shoulder, cause I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna snivel and I'm not gonna sob. Both my eyes will remain dry and I won't have to daub them. Move me with a tragedy, just go ahead and try. Play me a tearjerker, but I'm not gonna cry. Today I will not wet my cheek. I'll count to ten and I'll hold it in. I'm not gonna leak. I'm not gonna lose it, though I may wanna die. They say it's good to let it out, but I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna blub today, and I'm not gonna bawl. And I'm not gonna fall apart, even if you call me. I couldn't cry for 40 years, I was too tough a guy. Now I can do it anytime, but I'm not gonna cry. I must have cried a million tears, at least 96. I cried me a river and an ocean just for kicks. Listen to the thunder, dark clouds fill the sky. Well, it looks like rain and I hear a train, but I'm not gonna cry. Yeah, well, it looks like rain and I hear a train, but I'm not gonna cry.
Loudon Wainwright III from the forthcoming LP Last Man on Earth, and that's called I'm Not Gonna Cry. And it's been a very long time since we had a new single from Corner Shop, but here's one now. It's called Motion the 11.
Run, run, as Rastara comes. Chilly, boom, boom, day. Rockin' and swing. Yeah. I've been to many musical tracks.
Yeah.
That keep you rockin' and stop. That was in my baby
room. Jones saw them coming.
John saw them coming there.
Which is good for you. Bubbling with the old man and blow. Yeah.
Rastafari, who dwells in holy Mount Zion. Let me take a lot of my spliff and take a whiff as I was in you. Cause I couldn't play through that day when Bob Marley played and I didn't smoke no chalice as I was in. If I'm gonna keep them alive six, with that dance that's been out in you, and I'm gonna heaven.
Eight, nine,
oh, I ain't on the line. Kojak rockers, I will tell them that we keep them rocking, no stop, I keep them rolling. We keep them ever rolling, and I will tell them that we keep them rolling. And a man like Muse, Muse will keep them rolling. I will not like Muse, we'll keep them all rolling.
Sounds like FM. It's on the radio again. John Sorben coming.
Was there really a reference in that to the Glen Glen sound? I think there was, because I saw Glen Glen once. He was a kind of rockabilly bloke, but he now does, if you look at a lot of American TV programmes, they say at the end, sort of recorded in the Glen Glen studios or something along those lines, and I was going to dig out a Glen Glen record and put it in, except I forgot, but I will next time I play the record. That's Corner Shop, new single from them on Ouija Records, not sure when it comes out. Motion the 11, and I have no idea at all what that means. Do you have the slightest idea, Nita, the producer? Certainly not. But anyway, we will find out before we play it again, that's for certain. And this is for Ray Groves. I hope he's listening. Pigs Big 78.
5x5 by Harry Parry and his Radio Rhythm Club Sextet. Vocalist Dave Wilkins.
He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5 got 15 chins on the line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real half fat, he be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
Mike Duff and Phil Reed on AJS's and Norton-mounted Derek Minter battled for second place. Reed and Minter started their last lap together.
This is a 12-inch from Decoda on BS1 Records. Crisis is the title of it. Before that, it was the Pigs Big 78. And I'm sorry we've not dealt with any emails hitherto, but the fact of the matter is we've been rushing around the building doing the radio equivalent of plugging the holes in the fuel tanks with chewing gum. But I think we're airborne now. And here's an email from Carolo, all one word, and it says, to John, or one of his helpers. That's amusing, isn't it? People do imagine there's dozens of us, you know. I just say, do this, go there, fetch this. Doesn't happen at all, of course. Anyway, this person says, I hate to be a pain in the ass, but I just missed what you were saying about One Live in Birmingham. I know there's a section on the Radio 1 website, but have you any ticket ordering information? I think you gave out a telephone number, but I missed it. Is there a web link or something someone could send me? I don't know what the answer to that last part is, but what I actually said was, Pulp will play an exclusive headline show for the programme on Wednesday the 31st of October as part of One Live in Birmingham. The show will be at the Academy in Birmingham, and for more details you can call the concert line on 08 700 100 100. And we just have to hope that it's working. I mean, it wasn't about an hour ago, but it may be now. Where are we now? This is Pulp in session, of course. This is Weeds. Sterling stuff. That's Pulp in session. Weeds is the title of the track, and a version of that will also occur on the new LP. And an email here from Alison from Aberdeen saying, I'm not very well at the moment, and worse when I go back to school after being off. I know I'm going to have lots of work to catch up on. It would cheer me very much if you'd play something for me on the programme fairly early, please, because I need an early night. Are we a bit late for fairly early? I suppose we are, really. But anyway, that was for you, Alison, if you're still with us. And John of Norfolk, it's... John of Norfolk, that's not... It says, hello, John of Norfolk. I'm John of Suffolk. that's the tear that one up. And it's from John of Berkshire. It says, any chance of Hefner's Reading Festival set on your show? I don't do festivals really these days, but I'd sooner stay at home and watch the football on TV, although disastrous though it's been over the weekend, but the less said about that the better. But we can't, I think Hefner's... Is Hefner going out on Lamo's programme?
No. Hefner wasn't recorded.
Right.
But we have got some exciting Hefner news coming up.
Right. Exciting Hefner news coming up, says Anita, the producer. And next week we've got some things from the... Is it all Reading or is it from the other festivals as well? All Reading. OK, well, I'll get information about that while this next record is playing. And this is from Suvaris, who recently played on the same bill as Cowcube. We had the problems with his computer, poor lad, but we've got an LP of his, which we'll be playing shortly. But this is Suvaris from a demo that they were kind enough to send us. We cannot help, but we can agree. It does fade in slightly, this. Here it is fading in.
Thank you.
have to be honest with you, that's the only track on the demo CD that I've heard, because some of the others are amazingly long. There's one track that's about 28 minutes long or something like that, but I will hear more from them. Suvaris, and We Can't Help, But We Can Agree. Now, the dates for next week are these, as we understand them. Tuesday, September the 4th. And you'll notice by the trailer, Dead. Wednesday, Stephen Malkmus. And on Thursday, I'm not absolutely certain yet, because it could be one on, it could be one ensemble, or it could be one solo artiste. I can say no more than that. But as soon as we know, you'll know. And an email here from Miles Smith, and he says, for a change, I'm listening to the show through a fine pair of headphones, so I trust tonight's programme will feature tracks of an exceptional width. It has been pretty wide so far, I think. Will the jarring Tourette's-driven yammerings of the early stretch heads be ping-ponging between my ears tonight? I'm afraid not, Miles. That's the short answer to that. But if I'd remembered to bring one of their records in, then I'd certainly would play it for you at this very moment. And another email here, this is from Matt. It says, Matt at Superglider, actually, says, I just saw Cat Power at the Reading Festival this weekend. You saw Cat Power last night and everybody talked all the way through a set, you said. Yeah. Where was that?
At the garage.
At the garage in London. You get an awful lot of that, don't you? People go along, you think they pay good money to go and stand there, and then they just talk all the way through the set. I suppose they feel that paying the money entitles them to do that. Perhaps it does, I don't know.
Well, they clap at the end of the songs.
They clap at the end of the songs, and then as soon as the next song starts, they start talking again, very peculiar. A recent phenomenon, actually. It's not always been so. Anyway, to get back to Matt at Superglider's email, it says, the set was as magnificent as last week's Peel session hinted it might be. Bright Eyes and Mouse on Mars were also particularly good. Any chance of a song by either of these tonight? Matt, I'm afraid in the long-established tradition of the programme, the answer to that has to be no. But he says, I have a Reading web diary going up at www.superglider.com this Thursday for anyone who would like to read a fan's view. Take care, Matt. Well, we'll try and remember to have a look at that when the time comes. And what have I got for you now? This is Aulus Mobile.
Yeah!
Alice McBailey from Jimmy's Production Records and the LP Fiesta d'Or. Indeed, that's the title track from it. Hugh from Leeds says, I went to see Clute. I mean, I am Clute at the Leeds Festival on Saturday instead of Green Day, having heard them on the programme a couple of weeks ago. I'm very glad I did, as they were brilliant. Other highlights for me were Low Gold and Queens of the Stone Age. And the pig and I, instead of going to any festivals, went to Portman Road to see Ipswich lose, most disappointingly, to... who was it? Lost to... Come on, Anita, you know all about football. Charlton, of course it was. And a bad afternoon. They shouldn't have lost, really shouldn't have lost. This is Leanne Hall, and from an LP on Beat Bedsit Records. We'll try and give you some information about the label after I've played you the track. The LP is called Trouble, and this is Running Out. Rather taken aback here, actually, because we've just discovered that the house band for the record label is Anal Beard, whose records I think I have on a couple of occasions played on the programme, but probably not enough. Probably too much, actually, somebody might argue. That's Leanne Hall on Beat Bedsit Records, and you have to go to www.bedsit.freeserve.co.uk. /BBW to find out more about this LP. Sorry, that's me banging the microphone. It's because of the dark in here, because we can't really see what we're doing. We're fumbling in the dark. We have found an emergency light, which is not supposed to be used, except in emergencies, but because we can't see without it, we reckon that that is probably an emergency. That was Leanne Hall from the LP Trouble, and the song is called Running Out. And shall I get that website thing again? www.bedsit.freeserve.co.uk/BBW. And while you're at it, you can also discover all you could want to know and probably a great deal more about Anal Beard. Right. This is, well, not Mum, obviously, but Moom. It has started, but it's... There it goes.
Thank you.
That's on More Music Records from Berlin, and comes from an LP called Please Smile, My Noise Bleed, and On the Old Mountain Radio is the title of the track, and it's by Mum, but it's got an accent over the U, so it's pronounced Moom, in the same way the pulp is pronounced Poolp. these are the Delgators, I was going to read an email here from somebody who wanted something by... Oh, here we go. Nigel Foster in West Didsbury is saying, my birthday is this Thursday, and I believe it's yours as well. It is, as a matter of fact, Nigel. I like to keep quiet about it. And any chance of a good early White Stripes track or blues that may have influenced them? And he goes on to go on a bit about the White Stripes. But this is a tune that's on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, which is the same label, if nothing else. And the Delgators are from the LP Pound Down, Car Troubles. Well, what a jolly noise they make, to be sure. From Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, the Delgators, and Car Trouble from the LP Pound Down. This is Yami Bolo. Mm-hmm.
who sits up on the fire throne. Winning Nana Hoy, a judge of fire throne. I feel as if I sit up on the fire throne. I, the fire throne. I feel as if I sit up on the fire throne. I, his imperial majesty, him with the triple crown. Every time him chant, Jericho will come down. So long in a Babylon, the children them around. Brutalization, some a ball and some a mound. Come away from the wicked man and leave them alone.
Almost missed the end of that, actually, because the device that back times the records for you and tells you when they're about to end isn't working. That's Yami Bolo on Roots Foundation Records. Jar Fire Throne is the title of it, but the computer is, and you've discovered a website for Yami Bolo, which tells you, amongst other things, that he's had, what, 12 LPs released? We haven't got a single one of them. That's, I mean, that's my fault, obviously. I should have bought them. But, you know, the singles have been fantastic. Who knows what the LPs have been like? And I've got a great number of the singles and have played most of them. And you say he's got a version of a Madonna song? Which one?
La Isla Bonita.
All right, OK, that sounds pretty neat. Well, we don't know whether it sounds neat at all, but potentially it's neat. An email here from Nick Mitchell in Bradford saying, nice to hear Pulp in session.